Broadcasting live from the Gwinnett studio of Business Radio X, located inside Office Suites Plus at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies that do business in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody. Mike Salmon with you on Gwinnett Business Radio. Thanks for joining us today, along with my co-host, Stephen Julian. Stephen, how are you? How did the new year ring in for you? Hopefully very well.
It went very well and quite uneventful. So I don't know if that's good for New Year's, but that's what it was, just telling the truth.
Remember the old days when it used to be, you know, you couldn't be
eventful.
Be eventful, ready to party and get
then
out.
I had kids and I'm like, okay, great, 12 o'clock, go to bed. I'm tired. Let's go.
These days, you know, if we're lucky, we can make till 12 o'clock.
I barely made it, so.
Well, looking forward to talking to our guest today. Joining us is Scott Dizon. He's with CoreFire, an IT company. I'm interested in finding out about what they do. Scott, first of all, thanks so much for joining us on Gwinnett Business today.
Thanks, Mike. It's good to be here.
Talk about what you do at CoreFire and basically what your company does.
Sure. So CoreFire is a 2.5-year-old startup company. We specialize in the mobile commerce industry. We're funded by SK Holdings, which is a very large $104 billion Korean conglomerate, multinational corporation. And we basically build mobile solutions for financial institutions, mobile network operators. You'll hear me call those MNOs, payment processors, credit card issuers, Mertel Regents, and just other technology innovators in the mobile space. And it's all focused around doing a payment or a transaction through your mobile device.
Okay, because I was going to ask you, if you're talking to a 12-year-old, which you probably are right now, a mind of a 12-year-old, in layman's terms, how would you make it simplified? We say, here's what we do. So basically, any payment type done over a mobile phone?
Correct. Any type of transactional payment transaction through your mobile device is really what we specialize in doing, and building the apps and then some of the underlying infrastructure technology that you as a consumer wouldn't be aware of, but it's kind of where all the magic happens when you use your phone just to kind of tap and pay, and it, you know, takes that money out of your credit card account or your debit card.
Seems like we're at the tip of the iceberg. I mean, that is the future then, is doing everything through the mobile app.
Correct. Absolutely.
What is it exactly that you do for the company?
So I'm the director of sales. So I really focus in on a lot of our merchant accounts, as well as what you consider the retailers, and then also some of the financial companies also.
Are there concerns when you talk to folks talking about, you know, doing payments and financial stuff over the mobile app as far as security? Any concerns about the security aspect of it?
Yeah, I think it's more with the consumers, obviously, in some of the older generations where, you know, they're just never going to do that kind of transaction through their phone, where it just takes a little bit of a leap for them, where a lot of the younger generation, they are totally just ready to go and doing any kind of payment. You know, they're basically just stuck to their phone all the time and just need to implant it in their head. But they're really the younger generations are the one that's pushing that.
So Scott, Mike self-admitted that he's the 12-year-old mind that you have to talk to. Imagine that I'm the small business owner.
You're the technology geek, right?
Oh, boy. Your kind words. Thank you. So if I'm the small business owner, probably one of my first thoughts is, oh, I can't afford that, or I can't get that into my business. How simple is this? What kind of a process is it? How long does it take?
I really think it's what you're going to see is you're going to be more of the consumer. So as far as using this, it's going to be some other restaurant, quick serve restaurant, some merchant, some bank that's going to come out with a mobile wallet, and then they're just going to entice you to download it just like you download a mobile app today. So you can kind of think of that mobile wallet is it's just the next generation mobile app that when they say wallet, it really denotes some type of payment or transaction that you're able to do through that mobile app.
So as the business owner, I'm trying to get my clients, I'm trying to get my customers to have this app so that they can use it.
Absolutely. Because once you download that mobile wallet and start using it, whether it's the Bank of America mobile app, which a lot of people are now doing online banking, some of the things you'll see is that these banks are going to then start coming out with ways that you can start actually paying through your phone also.
Who are some of the customers that you work with? Maybe some of the companies, and you don't have to be specific as far as names. If you like, but you know, who are some of the companies you work with, and maybe give some examples of how your product has helped them?
Yep, absolutely. So First Data Corporation, located here in Atlanta, they're one of our partners. They use some of our underlying technology that handles a lot of the brokering of being able to do this financial transaction between them, the banks, and the merchant accounts. Google Wallet, which you may have heard of before, which has been out there. You get a lot of press on that. There's a piece in there that we actually provision for them and do the payment transaction with them on that, and that's also through our partner First Data. Vodafone, also one of the largest carriers in Europe. They're actually going to be releasing their mobile wallet later this year, and we're actually developing that mobile wallet piece for them. So those are some of the bigger ones.
So to go along with that, those are some of the clients you currently have here on Gwinnett Biz Radio. Who are some of the businesses, maybe even local businesses, or what types of businesses are you targeting as sales director?
Yeah, I'd say the biggest thing that I could probably say is that there are a number of quick serve restaurants that are headquartered here in Atlanta that are definitely on my target list and that we're in discussions with. And I can't really give you the names, but you can kind of deduce from some of them. And a lot of those companies are coming out, and there seems to be a very big push. We released the Dunkin' Donuts app last year. And the Dunkin' Donuts app basically has all these payment things in it. It's got gifting, so you can do mobile gifting. You can send an actual gift card via text, email, through Facebook, or through the actual app and gift somebody a card to then use in Dunkin' Donuts.
Mike, I'm done. He said Dunkin' Donuts, and so I'm now worthless for the rest of the interview. So there you go. Next question.
It's like doing an interview with Homer Simpson. He's just thinking about donuts the rest
donuts.
Of the... Yeah, so thanks for joining us for the show, Stephen. CoreFire, talk about the company and how big it is. And I understand your world headquarters are based here in Gwinnett County?
We are headquartered here in Atlanta.
So how big is the company, and why Gwinnett County, or why Atlanta?
I'd say the biggest thing is that, first of all, as I said, we are a 2.5-year-old startup, even though we're owned by a $104 billion Korean multinational company. We have about 70 employees today. Most of them are based here in Atlanta. We've got satellite offices in San Francisco, London, England, and also Seoul, Korea. And when they first were looking at the different areas, I really think they looked at the cost of living. There was Southern Charm, which I guess the Koreans just loved. And then the biggest thing was that there were a lot of financial institutions and payment processors like First Data, Global Payments, Elavon, TSYS, which are all located here in Atlanta, which made that really attractive for them also, since those are a lot of our prospects and customers.
Do you have a success story you could share with us, Scott? And we're talking with Scott Dizon with CoreFire. Maybe a success story of a customer or client that really needed some help. You guys were able to come in and show them the way, and now they can't thank you enough.
Yeah, I think that's Dunkin' Donuts. They send us donuts all the time and gift cards, and they're really,
I want to work for CoreFire.
they're really good to us that way. But they came to us. They were looking for some very innovative ideas. You guys have probably used the Starbucks app. That was probably one of the first payment apps that were out there. And they were really looking at leapfrogging what Starbucks was, and they really wanted to come out with something as far as next generation or Starbucks on steroids, and that was really what they came to us to look to do. And I just encourage you guys to download the Dunkin' Donuts app. Stephen, I'll send you.
Steven's already
I'll
been doing
send
it.
You a gift card if you download the app.
Dope.
Nice. He's been he downloaded it 5 minutes ago.
While we were sitting here. So Scott, one other, if I'm a small or medium sized business owner, it also sounds like one of the things is I need to look at the relationship I have with my banking or financial institution and make sure that I'm getting all of the things that I should be getting to build my business beyond just quick serve restaurants. Obviously, that's great for a whole chain of them, but if I'm just a small business owner, I need to really seriously look at, you know, what kind of relationship I have and what services that my bank or financial institution can offer me.
Absolutely. And I think what you're going to see is with a lot of those merchant acquirers, the actual financial institution that when you go in and you swipe your credit card today, that merchant acquirer, which are typically those Elavon's, TSYS, Global Payments, you're probably going to see them start offering some type of white labeled mobile wallet for those smaller to medium-sized merchants that may not have the capital or the financial means to come out with their own mobile wallet, but they're certainly looking for that kind of functionality to build brand and loyalty with their company. And I wouldn't be surprised to actually see that type of offering in the future. Not that I know anything about it, I've got a crystal ball, right, or maybe talking with them, but I think that's a strong possibility.
But it also sounds like from what some of your success stories, CoreFire is definitely kind of on the leading edge of this, wants to be a leader, wants to continue to push the envelope. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I mean, we constantly have different companies that are coming to us with very interesting outside-of-the-box ideas, and they're basically asking us, what do we think about this? Is it viable? And two, can you actually build it, and how long would it actually take?
What would you say, Scott, sets CoreFire apart from the other mobile technology companies out there?
Yeah, I think it's, our expertise. I don't know how much you guys keep your finger on the international pulse, but for some reason, Japan and Korea have been literally anywhere from 5 to 10 years ahead of what they're doing in mobile versus what's happening in the United States. And, you know, they've been doing tap and pay systems through their mobile devices since 2002, which basically means they've been doing this for 10 years. We're just starting to kind of see this coming into commonplace today. So a lot of it is that experience that our Korean parent has brought over here to basically lead and be that innovator in the mobile payments and mobile commerce space.
How do companies, let's say they've heard this interview or they've met you and they're intrigued by what you do. Do you have a consultation with them and talk to them about how this can help their business? Is that how you kind of get that client?
That's one way we typically do it. I'd say obviously we always kind of point to some of the things in the marketplace today. And so I kind of lead in with, if you ever use the Starbucks app? Or a lot of times I'll send them a gift card for Dunkin' Donuts, you know, like Steven's over here just salivating about.
Nice.
This has like been your favorite interview of all
Absolutely. Again, I told you, Mike, I'm out of it. I have no questions.
All right.
I'm just enjoying Dunkin' Donuts in my mind.
Well, I'll go ahead and kind of wrap things up over here. Scott, for people that want to find out more in about you, about your company, where should they go?
They should go to www.corefire.com, corefire.com, or just type in mobile commerce and they'll find us there.
Scott, thanks so much for coming on Gwinnett Business Radio.
Hey, I appreciate it. And Stephen, we'll get you some donuts for lunch.
Absolutely. Scott, you're my favorite guest of all time.
Move to the top of the list. Scott Dizon from CoreFire. Again, thank you so much. A reminder that Gwinnett Business Radio airs brand new live shows every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 10 o'clock, and that our program can be heard several times a day right here on the Gwinnett Business Radio X station. Of course, you can listen to any of the programs anytime, 24/7, by logging on to businessradiox.com. For Stephen Julian, who is salivating over donuts, this is Mike Salmon, and we'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.